Well, lots of beer and barbecue and music and theater and the ballet all along Colorado's Front Range.
I like beer.
The Great American Beer Festival at the Colorado Convention Center is sold out. Though different events in celebration continue through tomorrow at different venues all along the Front Range. Tonight, enjoy country blues and barbecue and a benefit for the Thornton Arts and Culture Center. Yummy food and the music of Bob Pellegrino, all starting at 5. Kelly Jo Phelps and Corinne West join talents for an evening of beautiful, exceptional music tonight at Tufts Theater at Denver Swallow Hill. Horse Feathers performs in the Daniels Hall, both shows at 8. Jeff Finlan and Liz Barnes play live inside Mishawaka's comfy Spokesbuzz Lounge tonight. That starts at 8. The High Performance Dance Theater presents Journey tonight and tomorrow night at the Lincoln Center Magnolia Theater. Performance at 7:30 each evening. You are invited to celebrate the Day of the Dead at Longmont Museum. La Ofrenda de los Muertos, honoring the Days of the Dead, opens tomorrow and runs through November 6th. During the run, there'll be several special programs at the museum, including the largest Day of the Dead celebration in Colorado. That's taking place on Saturday, October 29th. Enjoy Grant Family Farms Harvestival this weekend, 10 to 8 tomorrow, 10 to 4 on Sunday. Pumpkin tossing, kids' activities, an animal petting area, farmers market, food, goods, vendors, a beer and wine garden, educational workshops and speakers, a full musical lineup, and so much more. Giddy Up Kitty, a four-piece, high-energy, all-female bluegrass band, weaves fine melodies with rich harmony, leaving you joyful and asking for more. You can hear them tomorrow night at Tufts Theater at Swallow Hill in Denver. The Story of Music, Stories from Home, combines music, stories, and poems to explore our sense of place, home, and community. It happens tomorrow at 7 o'clock at the Dairy Center for the Arts in Boulder. Now, this event is free and open to the public, but the venue is small, so you need to reserve your tickets. And come enjoy the fun and the games at the 15th Annual Apple Fest held at Fossil Creek Nursery as you help support Fort Collins Cat Rescue. There'll be hay rides, pumpkin bowling, and so much more tomorrow morning starting at 10. And tomorrow and Sunday, it's Cider Days at the Lakewood Cultural Center, including booths serving cider by the glass or by the gallon, a vintage tractor pull, historical craft demonstrations, tours of historic buildings, just to name a few of the events. Tomorrow night, Fort Collins-based songwriter Catherine Mosto celebrates the release of her third studio album, Rich Girl, with a special full-band show featuring a number of Front Range players at Avogadro's in Fort Collins. Sunday at 7:30 p.m., it's a tribute to Tom Waits at the Gold Hill Inn to benefit Hospice Care of Boulder and Broomfield. Now, this is going to feature some of the finest musicians in the area, all paying tribute in song to Tom Waits. Musicians include Reed Fail, Ostevetto, Danielle Dennis, and so many more. Well, Tom Waits won't be there, but given the caliber of musicians, he should be. And the Colorado Ballet opens its season with one of the greatest classical ballets of all time, Swan Lake, opening October 7th and running through October 23rd at the Ellie Calkins Opera House in Denver. Oh, what a glorious autumn this is. Let's hope it continues for a while. For KUNC, I'm Wendy Wham.